was out here Thursday morning with, mid-morning, with Norman. We were working on the downspouts out there on the front side of the building. On a side note, if you don't like how they look, then you know who to blame. But nevertheless, we're doing this. We pulled out what was there. We put in some new stuff. So as we're pulling out what's old and we've set it aside, we're getting ready to discard it and thinking about which one of us is going to take it and where we're going to put it and all that stuff. Older fella come up to us. He pulled by once. We weren't quite done yet, and he mentioned that he was, or he asked, "Are you done with that stuff? Are you done with it?" I said, "Yeah." We said, "We're done." He said he'd come back and get it in a little bit. Well, that led to a discussion, a short discussion we had. We both invited him to services and found out that he was, of course, as you would assume, one driving in the neighborhood, he'd be a local fella. And doesn't live far away, and hopefully he and his wife will visit. But they mentioned that where they go, they have a female pastor. And I began to think about that, and while I was not going to take my time right there to tear apart the entire thing, he had some other issues he was discussing with us that required us to encourage him to come. Not only he asked us to pray about a situation, but also we encouraged him to come visit. And as I thought about that, I thought to myself, it is amazing how things have changed. Here we are in 2021, and how much things have changed over time. Galatians 1, 6 through 9, Paul, writing to the churches of Galatia, wrote, "I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is not just another account, but there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. As we have said before, even now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be accursed." In that text, we're reminded of something very basic about the gospel. But it's also, while it's basic, it's important to us today. And it is this: the gospel does not change. It doesn't. In a world that changes often, the Word of God doesn't. The same things that were written for first century Christians to read apply to us today, almost 2,000 years later. And they apply to the same situations. It's amazing. The things that they had to deal with in the first century. And we think in many ways we are so advanced beyond that. Truth be told, all we've done is probably perfected easier ways to do what they were doing back then. But we need to remember that the gospel is as perfect today as it was when it was first revealed. And I want us to think about that in our lesson today. The title of the lesson is "A Gospel That Does Not Change." And I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians 13, verse 10, in that short discussion about love in the middle of that letter. Paul writes, "But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away with." James 1:25, James writes here, "But one who has looked intently at the perfect law, the law of freedom, and has continued in it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an active doer, this person will be blessed in what he does." The gospel does not change. It does not. In fact, the gospel is perfect. Paul talked about that which is perfect. When the perfect comes, the partial will be done away with. The perfect had come by then. The perfect law had come, the partial law was to be done away with, the law of Moses. We think about the gospel, and I want us to think about three things about the gospel today. Three things that are perfect about the gospel.